Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Before we move on to this week's audio story in our In Case You Missed It series, I wanted to reach out to all of our Line Life podcast listeners and invite you to submit songs you'd like for me to include on our next Line Life podcast playlist, Line Life Listens. For our first playlist, I included all the songs that I could find that celebrated the line trade, including several renditions of the song Wichita Lineman by different artists. For our second Line Life Listens playlist, I'm focusing on songs that you can play in your bucket truck or your vehicle when you're out on the road, traveling to a work site, or responding to a storm. I've already got a pretty good start with lots of songs, but if there's any more that you listen to on a routine basis that you think should be included, I'd love for you to be part of this. Just email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com. or reach out to me on Instagram at Lineman World, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn and send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. To listen to the second Line Life podcast playlist, Line Life Listens, make sure you stay tuned to social media and also subscribe to our Lineman Life e-newsletter at tdworld.com. Also, I'm going to be joining other members of the T&D World team at the IEEE PES show in Chicago in early May. And if you're planning to be at that event, make sure you reach out to me or other members of the T&D World team. And I also definitely look forward to seeing all of you at the International Lineman's Rodeo Week in my hometown of Kansas City in mid-October. In the meantime, here's a look back at last year's International Lineman's Rodeo Week to get you revved up for this year's International Lineman's Rodeo. Welcome back to the In Case You Missed It series for the Line Life podcast. Today I'm going to narrate another article that we had in our December 2025 print issue of T&D World magazine about the 2025 Lineman's Rodeo Week. This article appeared in our field-focused electric utility operations section, which we feature inside the magazine about six times a year. And if you're a line worker and you're interested in articles that focus on the field and the line trade, make sure you check out Electric Utility Operations Online at tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations. And that's where we post all of our rodeo coverage as well as cover the line trade year round. Now let's move on to the article that appeared in the December 2025 issue of T&D World magazine. The article went online as 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo, a week of safety, innovation, and competition. This article was written and is narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo. The record-breaking 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo Week brought line workers and their families together in Kansas City. Back in 1984, a dozen teams competed to be the best of the best at the Lineman's Rodeo. More than four decades later, 5,000 people joined forces in Kansas City for a week of connecting, competing, and showcasing the skills of the line trade. What began as a hands-on competition has expanded into a week of events, including a safety and training conference, multi-day trade show, trade night, and day of competition. The event brings line workers from all over the world together to learn about safety practices, discover new products out on the market for the line trade, and compete on the international stage at the International Lineman's Rodeo, bringing line workers home safely. For the last 22 years, the week has kicked off with a safety and training conference. For 2025, more than 300 students, apprentices, journeymen line workers, field and safety supervisors, and instructors filled the conference room. Safety is evolving and our industry is evolving, and that is what this conference is all about, said Chad Schimpf of Ameren, Illinois, and the International Lineman's Rodeo Association Safety Committee. We take a lot of pride and time in handpicking the speakers so they bring something different every year. As in past years, the event featured a variety of speakers and presentations, but this year's conference had one central theme: self-preservation in the line trade. The message was clear: work safely so you can come home to your loved ones every night. To drive this point home, the conference kicked off with a personal message from Dale Warman, the co-chairman of the ILRA, who talked about having to tell 6 line wives that their husbands weren't coming home following an incident. "There's nothing you can say," he said. "All you can do is sit, pray, and cry together. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it rips your heart out. We need to keep working on safety. If we work safely, the guys around us will work safely." Next, Michael Starner, the Director of Outside Line Safety for the National Electric Contractors Association, or NECA, one of the sponsors for the conference, said that if you're at the safety conference, that means you're committed to the industry. "We're going to teach you some things that you can take back to your teams. While you're here, engage, participate, listen, watch, and learn. Ordinary people don't want to do what we do every day, so just the fact that you come ready to work every day to keep the lights on makes you exceptional." For the keynote session, Lito Wilkins of Leading Safe Line Workers shared his personal injury presentation. After surviving a life-changing conductive contact in 2015 on a bare hand crew, he dedicated his life to challenging assumptions and fighting complacency in high-risk work. Today, the U.S. Marine veteran and certified utility safety professional said he was grateful to be able to be at the conference and share his story. 4 days from now, it'll be 10 years that tower right there would have been my last work location. Not because I was going home or had a safety error and was let go, but because I made a mistake and almost kicked back over, he said. "I didn't hear the electricity in my head, and somehow I had the wherewithal to not let go. I was 125 feet in the air with no fall protection. Because of the induction, it locked me up, and as soon as it went away, it came back." Following Wilkins' presentation, Jennifer Lavin of Utility Care Solutions explored the topic of mental health in the line trade with her talk, "Protection Under the Hard Hat: Mental Health and Safety in the Utility Industry." She educated the audience on how to recognize signs that they or their coworkers may need help with their mental health. "This is a really tough industry, and there are a lot of wonderful, capable people who are in it," Lavin said. "They keep going, and you see the effects on families and the things they bring home. It's time for us to address some of these things in an honorable and respectful way so that people can get the help that they need." To remind the audience that help is just a phone call away, Lavin passed out special yellow coins with the number 988 so that line workers would know how to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. By calling this number, it can help them or their loved ones by listening to their struggles, developing a safety plan, and connecting them with local mental health resources in their community. After her talk, the first day concluded with presentations about the opportunities for military veterans in the line trade by Edward Finnegan of Sturgeon Electric, Brotherhood, Safety, and Resilience in the Line Trade by Kevin Rindle of Vimosity and Ryan Lucas of Quanta Services, The ABCs of Fall Protection by Justin Tate of Fall Tech, and Stored Energy Tree Removal by Dustin Brighton of Great Lakes Training Solutions. The next morning's conference included talks on evolving trends in head protection and ergonomics from Mike DeMoy and Matthew Vay of Milwaukee Tool, the importance of a pre-job briefing by Elif Urkel of the Construction Safety Research Alliance, and AED programs from Chip Georges of Merrily AED and Safety. Discovering tools and technologies. By attending the safety conference, the attendees could earn a yellow dot on their badges, which gave them a fast pass into the exhibit hall for the opening of the 2025 International Lineman's Expo. This year's sold-out trade show was bigger than ever before, with 205 exhibiting companies representing 600 booth personnel, said Sam Posa, Exhibit and Sponsorship Sales Manager for Endeavor Business Media. I have noticed that the exhibitors are upping their level of participation with more displays as opposed to just showing off their equipment, he said. I think we're seeing a little bit of one-upmanship on the exhibit floor, which may be a little different from what we've seen. We've also got a huge number of exhibitors who like to hand out t-shirts and trinkets to kids because it really is kind of a family event. The attendees also line up to watch the PLP Armor Rod Install Challenge on the show floor. The first winner scored 6 million views on Facebook in 2017, and previous competitors racked up more than 40 million views across social media. This year, Keaton Augustine, who was featured in our December Faces of the Future, swept the competition with a time of 33.50 seconds, earning not only a trophy, but also a Blackstone Products griddle with a custom lineman cover, Omaha Steaks gift card, a Carhartt winner's jacket, and more. By walking around the show floor, the attendees could also compete in raffles for other prizes. For example, at the T&D World booth, which was situated in the breezeway between the large hall and smaller ballroom, line workers and their families could spin the wheel to win everything from a hat to a cooling towel and enter a drawing for a tool package worth more than $1,000 from Milwaukee Tool. Tom Jeffers, training director for IBEW Local 17 in Detroit, Michigan, won the tool package and was featured in the line worker focus department in April 2026. At the T&D World booth, line workers could also participate in podcast recordings for the Line Life podcast, and these interview-style episodes will soon be available at linelife.podbean.com. At this year's Lineman's Expo, attendees could also test out tools, try on the latest flame-retardant garments and PPE, and discover new technology to boost their productivity and safety in the field. They could even see a superhero flying up and down in his cape on the Ronin-powered Ascender device and pose with the Kansas City Chiefs' very own KC Wolf mascot by the Evergy booth. Swapping shirts. After a day of exploring the trade show floor, line workers and their families returned to the Overland Park Convention Center for one of their favorite annual traditions, Trade Night. With thousands in attendance, the International Linemen's Rodeo Association opened up a new room for trading for the 2025 event. I've had more people starting to ask about what takes place at Trade Night, and I just tell them it's organized chaos, Posa said. It's elbow to elbow, and there's no room to move. They're exchanging hats and shirts with one another, and if someone has a hot shirt for the year, they want to make a trade. It's a fun night. At this event, line workers pack duffel bags and backpacks with their team shirts, which are splashed with designs celebrating the line trade. Oftentimes, the t-shirts honor the communities they serve and show pride in their home service territories. We decided to go with the classic American flag and the state of Virginia to show people where we're from, said Austin Lambert from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative in Virginia. It's got a couple of linemen on a pole, but the main point of the shirt is just the International Lineman's Rodeo and the American flag. Many of the designs paid tribute to the line trade with silhouettes of line workers climbing up poles and towers or working in bucket trucks. One even included Elvis playing the guitar in a Mississippi State outline. Another illustration depicted a line worker standing by Superman and his super dog following a storm with a message, "We'll take it from here." James Rispetto, lead supervisor power delivery for overhead and underground for Avangrid, worked with a designer on the illustration, which he also had made into a laminated print to swap at the trade night. "This is the concept I came up with after the Superman movie," Rispetto said. "I saw they had a dog in the movie, so I said, everyone loves dogs, let me put him in there." After the line workers traded their shirts for caps, stickers, and more shirts from all over the world, they headed up the escalators for a barbecue buffet feast provided by Jack Stack Barbecue. After celebrating with their teams and relaxing with their loved ones, they then got ready for the big event of the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo Week, the competition. At the Super Bowl of the Lineman Rodeos, the line workers compete to be the best of the best and showcase their skills in front of their family and friends. To learn more about the 41st International Lineman's Rodeo and Week of Activities, check out photo galleries, videos, stories, and more at tdworld.com/electric-utilities-operations and stay tuned to the Line Life podcast. Also, if you want to learn more about the 2026 International Lyman's Rodeo, go to lymansrodeokc.com. Also, I featured several of the interviews that I recorded at the T&D World booth at the 2025 Lyman's Expo, but I still have more in store for the future. So make sure you stay tuned to lionlife.podbean.com to hear these interviews with the attendees at the 2025 International Lyman's Expo. Also, if you're going to be at the 2026 event, make sure you stop by the T&D World booth, and I'd love to help you to share your story about working in the line trade and put you in the spotlight. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life Podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or lionlife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lion Life Podcast.